Harper Audio presents Untamed City, Carnival of Secrets by Melissa Marr, performed by James Marsters.
Prologue. The man, witch, who'd summoned Selah was nothing like what she'd expected. In truth, he looked no different than many daemons she'd met. Implacable expression and a musculature that would serve him well in one of Marcosius's fighting competitions. It was only his eerie blue and gold witch eyes that revealed his true nature, and those eyes were fixed on her. Selah uncovered the face of the still-sleeping child in her arms. A tiny stone pendant was woven to the edge of the blanket that she'd wrapped around her baby when they'd fled. When she'd become pregnant, she sold almost everything she had to procure the stone for her child. The rest of her coin she'd used for this audience. She stared into the eyes of the witch who stood before her as she admitted, "Stoneley said you might help." Sudden displeasure on his face made her pause, but she'd come too far to hesitate now. "I am not ruling class, but I'll find a way to pay. Information, pleasure, blood, I'll do whatever you want if you protect my daughter." "Marcosius is her sire. You swear on it?"
"I do."
Even if she wanted to lie, she couldn't. She was a daemon held in a witch's summoning circle. Adam was one of the oldest witches. He'd been one of the witch children who escaped several centuries ago when the wars ended. He could probably compel her without a circle, but he'd been given her name to summon her into his world and into a binding circle at her request. Adam continued to watch her with his unnatural witch's eyes, and Selah couldn't decide if bowing her head submissively or holding his gaze was wiser. Witches might look like daemons, but they were a different species, tolerated in her world only if they were weak or under Marcosius's control. Here in the human world, they might hide from the other mortal creatures, but every daemon knew that they were terrifyingly powerful. She opted for kneeling and holding his gaze. "What's her name?"
"Mallory," Selah whispered.
"Swear that Mallory is given freely into my care, that if I accept your offer, you will obey me in all things." Adam paused and stepped as close to the circle as he could without breaking it. "Swear that you will accept death before endangering her or me." Selah's arms tightened around her daughter.
"Bound by this circle and my vow, I so swear."
He nodded. "Your bargain is accepted." At his word of acceptance, the tension that had grown during pregnancy and intensified in the first few weeks of her daughter's life abated. Marcosius would have killed her when her daughter was born if he'd known she was seeking the aid of a witch, but the risk had been worth it. Now at least she could stay in Mallory's life, for as long as the witch allowed it. Selah had traded one cage for another. The difference was that this cage would allow her daughter to survive. In the 2 centuries Selah had lived, every one of Marcosius's heirs had died before they reached adulthood. When he'd chosen her that unlucky day in the Carnival of Souls, she prayed that it was only for pleasure, not for breeding. Briefly, she glanced at her still-sleeping daughter. Now that she'd given birth, Selah could only pray that her child would live. That meant leaving the city. It meant leaving the only world she'd known and coming here, where witches and humans lived. Adam spoke again, drawing her gaze to him. "I'm guessing Evelyn already expects us if she sent you to me."
"Expects us?"
"To arrive at her office. Even Marcosius can't send anyone to retrieve you or the child if we're wed. The witch's council won't allow it." He lifted one hand and swept it to the side, dropping the circle that had contained her. "Mallory is mine now. No one, not even you, will have the authority over her before me. I can hide what she is, protect her here, until she is 18. You are welcome to stay if it's in her best interest, but if your presence ever threatens her safety.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?